Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buster Chatham. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Burger. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Welsh. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Earl Clark. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Sparrer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Zachary. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Tom Zachary. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Huey Kritz. Batting second. The center fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting third. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Shanti Hogan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Doc Marshall. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Wally Roetker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clarence Mitchell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Clarence Mitchell. And now, play ball. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kritz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Kritz moves to second. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a line drive towards left. Burger chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Burger. Kritz scores. Allen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Giants. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. Allen scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a pop-up towards third. Chatham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry moves to third. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mitchell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards third. Lindstrom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kritz catches it and throws to first to double up Welsh. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wally Rotker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rotker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Zachary covering, for the out. One out. Clarence Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a line drive into right field. Clark picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Clark. Kritz goes all the way around to score. Allen moves all the way to home. It's 4-0, Giants. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lindstrom moves to third. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up towards short. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary strikes out. Two outs. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 0-for-1 in the game. Chatham hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hogan takes first base on ball 4. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive towards first. Sisler catches it and steps on first to double up Hogan. Two outs. Wally Rotker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rotker is 0-for-1 in the game. Rotker hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Clarence Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Moranville fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-1 in the game. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Fred Frankhouse now pitching. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Giants. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lindstrom moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lindstrom moves to third. Terry moves to second. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hogan is walked intentionally. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Welsh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparrer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Welsh moves to second. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGuire for the out. Welsh moves to third. Sparrer moves to second. Two outs. Fred Frankhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frankhouse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Welsh scores. Sparrer scores. It's 5-2, Giants. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 0-for-2 in the game. Chatham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankhouse moves to second. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-2 in the game. Moranville takes first base on ball 4. Frankhouse moves to third. Chatham moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankhouse scores. Chatham scores. Moranville moves to second. It's 5-4, Giants. Hub Pruitt now pitching. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Moranville moves to third. Sisler moves to second. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 4. The Giants will come to bat. Wally Roetger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roetger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hub Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chatham fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Welsh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops it up and throws to first, with Pruitt covering, for the out. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 4. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lindstrom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lindstrom moves to third. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Terry moves to second. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hogan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chatham fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. Terry moves to third. Ott moves to second. Two outs. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Terry scores. Ott scores. Marshall moves to second. It's 7-4, Giants. Wally Roetger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roetger takes first base on ball 4. Hub Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chatham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Fred Frankhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frankhouse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Frankhouse is called out on strikes. One out. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chatham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Moranville is hit by the pitch. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moranville moves to second. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Berger hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Moranville scores. Sisler moves to third. It's 7-5, Giants. Jimmy Welsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welsh is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Welsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Braves 5. The Giants will come to bat. Bruce Cunningham now pitching. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kritz hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Welsh. Kritz reaches second base with a double. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Allen strikes out. 1 out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Lindstrom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kritz scores. It's 8-5, Giants. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chatham fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Sparrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparrer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sparrer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom juggles the ball. That's an error on Lindstrom. Bruce Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Braves 5. The Giants will come to bat. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hogan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Roetger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roetger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall moves to third. Hub Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields the ball and throws to Cunningham covering. Safe. Marshall scores. Roetger moves to second. It's 9-5, Giants. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Kritz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roetger scores. Pruitt moves to third. It's 10-5, Giants. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a fly ball towards center field. Welsh fields the ball and throws to home. Sparrer drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Sparrer. Pruitt tags and scores. Kritz moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-5, Giants. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 4-for-5 in the game, with four singles. He's got one RBI. Lindstrom takes first base on ball four. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Buster Chatham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chatham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chatham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Sisler moves to second. Wally Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berger strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 11, and Boston Braves, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.